Father, we come before you today. Such a privilege to understand your kingdom. Such a privilege to see. To see by the lampstand. We enter in. We present our bodies a living sacrifice. We've been raised together with you. We seek those things that are above. We set our will to seek the things that are above. We set our affections upon you and not upon the earth. We present our body. We present our will. We present our affections. We present our spirit. We humble self under the authority of your right hand. We approach you, Lord. We approach the tabernacle of Christ. We come out from among them to separate ourselves to you. The living pillar of glory that stands at the tabernacle door. You're the way, the truth. By you we enter in. Through you we enter in. We step in. We draw near, pass to the threshold of your kingdom. I'm aware, Lord, that I am found in you. You're a strong habitation for us, whereunto we continually dwell. We abide in the vine. We are accepted in you. In you we live. In you we move. In you we have our being. I'm aware that I'm dwelling in your tabernacle. Your exceeding great shield around about me. I'm aware that I'm dwelling in your temple. I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. I sit down with you in heavenly places. I am accepted in the Beloved. I'm holy and without blame before you today. I've been freely justified by your grace. I've been made an heir to all that you have. I thank you that you present me to the Father. Unblameable. Unreprovable. I thank you. You present me faultless. Father, I approach you justified. Father, I have been justified freely by the grace that's in Christ. I am your heir, Father. We are heirs of the grace of God. I've shut the door, Father. You dwelleth here in this inner sanctuary. We've shut the door to the world. We've shut the door to the flesh. Shut the door to all principalities and powers. We've shut the door to the second heaven. We sit with you, Father. Hallowed be your name, Father. You're our Father. You're a heavenly Father. We've come to worship you today in spirit. In truth, we've come through the Son. We've come by way of the Son. I thank you for the great love, Father. Wherewith you love us. I thank you that you've loved us with an everlasting love. You love me. Hide me in your bosom. Hide me in your glory. Hide me in your love. Hide me. Manner of love you've bestowed upon us. You've made us heirs. We should be called your sons and daughters. You've made us heirs to thy kingdom, Father. We're justified freely. I sit faultless before the presence of your glory. I sit justified in Christ. I know that you hear me. I know that you love me. And I know I'm worthy to sit here because the blood of Jesus made me worthy. I'm worthy to sit. I'm worthy to stand in your presence. And I've come to find grace in your eyes. I've come to receive. We have come, Father, to receive. We recognize it's not by our might, it's not by our power, it's by your Spirit. We recognize that no flesh can glory in your presence. We recognize that outside of thee, the branch can do nothing of itself. We cease from our own labors, Father. We cease from the toil. Having caught nothing, Father, we cease. We come to receive your grace into our vessel. Come to receive grace. We come to receive your fullness. We come to receive the overshadowing of grace that's dispensed from the name of Jesus, through his name, by his name, transferred by your Holy Spirit. We have your promises in our heart, Father. We've heard the word of your kingdom. We've received the word of your kingdom. We've understood the word of your kingdom. We've kept the word of your kingdom dwelling in our heart. We come to receive the grace to fulfill this word. It is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It is our pleasure to receive it. You spared not your only Son. How shall you not through Him freely give us all things? We receive the unspeakable gift of grace. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. They that receive the abundance of grace reign in this life. They reign. We receive the abundance of grace. We receive kingdom. We receive your great grace. Grant us great grace today to fulfill the promises that are abiding in our heart. Grant us grace, grace, the double portion of grace that the mountains surrounding our destiny will be moved. Grant us the exceeding grace of God, the unspeakable gift. Grant us the abundant grace, for they that receive it will reign in life. Grant us, Father, the manifold grace. Grant us grace and peace to be multiplied. All we need is the seed of grace. All we need is grace to fulfill our promise. All we need, as I come to you, is the water pot to receive the living waters of grace. To fill our water pot. Out of my innermost being will break out the water. The waters you have given us is within a wellspring. Spring up, O well, and fill the water pot. I come to you as the temple for which the waters of Ezekiel issued out. They broke out of the foundation. They broke out of the foundation stone, out of the right hand, out of the right side. I receive the waters from the rock. I receive the waters from the foundation stone. You turneth our rock into a standing fountain of water. You openeth the rock and the waters gushed forth. Open the rock, for we receive the grace to manifest your kingdom. We receive the grace to manifest the word. We receive the grace transferred by your Holy Spirit into our inner man. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom transfer. Let it transfer. Let thy will be done on the earth. Let it be done in this earthen vessel as it already has been accomplished in heaven. You are the appointed heir of all things, Lord. May please the Father that in you all the fullness would dwell. All that the Father hath belongs to you. You are the King that has been set upon the holy hill of Zion. The nations are thine inheritance. The innermost parts of the earth are your possession. The silver and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All that's under the heavens is mine, saith the Lord. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. I will bring a seed out of Jacob, out of Judah, an inheritor of my promises, an inheritor of my mountains. Mine elect will inherit it, and my servants will dwell there. You inherited the mountains. You inherited this mountain. You inherited Mount Hebron, the mountain of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The mountain of Caleb, the mountain of David, the mountain of kings, the king's ransom. You blesseth me with this mountain, with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You've sent the word of Mount Hebron into our hearts. You sent it. It dwells in our hearts. Your mountain dwelleth in us. Your mountain dwells in us. You sent your word. We have received the word. We come to you, Father, for the transference of grace. Grace to fulfill this word. Grace to activate this mountain. Grace, grace, and more grace. The grace to do what we cannot do, Father. The grace to fulfill what we cannot fulfill. The grace to fulfill your words. We are a container of your word. We are containers of your grace. I am a recipient of your word. I am a recipient of your grace. You maketh all grace to abound, that I'm always having all sufficiency in all things, abounding in every good work. Today, grant us to find grace in your sight. For you are our sun and our shield. You give grace and glory. You giveth grace. You giveth grace. No good thing will you withhold from us. No good thing. Thing are you withholding from us? I receive grace to manifest the word of your white horse. I receive grace to manifest the word of generational inheritance. You supply my need according to the riches of your glory that are in Christ, according to what he has inherited for me. I receive grace. You give grace and glory. You giveth it, Father. No good thing do you withhold, and I receive. I receive as I stand praying whatsoever I have asked you for. I receive. I believe upon him. He that believeth upon me, out of his belly will flow out. Out of Christ, let that water flow. Let the grace release upon this living word. Grant the grace to fulfill it. I open my ship, my vessel, to receive your grace. Come and sit down. I've toiled all night, Lord. Come and sit down. Come. Let your grace do what we cannot. It's all about your grace. We've humbled proud flesh. We've recognized we cannot do it. You giveth grace to the humble. We've submitted ourselves to you. You giveth grace to the humble. You giveth grace. You maketh grace to abound. You make grace to abound. You give grace and glory. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You are the Father of light. Grant us the grace in Christ. Grant us the grace through Christ. Grant us the grace by way of Christ. Grant the grace for consummation of the promise. Grant grace for the conception. Let our spiritual womb conceive. Let the Word in us receive the grace for conception, the grace for birthing, the grace for increase, the grace for multiplication, the grace to bring forth. We are not barren wombs. We are not barren wombs. No more miscarriage. Today we receive the kingdom. Today we receive the grace. Today we receive grace to bring forth. Today we receive grace to bring forth. Today we receive grace to multiply, grace to increase, grace, grace, and more grace. Let great grace rest upon us. Great grace, Father. That's what we want to find in your eyes. Great grace. Manifold grace of your fullness, Lord. We are all receiving now grace upon grace of your fullness. We are all receiving grace upon grace. You receive the nations. You ascended before the Ancient of Days, and there was given to you a kingdom and a dominion and a glory. And tongues, tribes, and nations, we receive the salvation of this city. We receive grace for revival. Grace for the Capernaum inheritance. We carry the Capernaum inheritance. We carry the word of the Capernaum inheritance. We receive grace to fulfill for signs, miracles, and wonders. We receive grace for the establishment of the seven pillars. Salvation, worship, deliverance, healing, benevolence, discipleship. We receive grace. Intercession, we receive grace. For the eightfold apostolic government of apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, the ministry of helps, governments, diversity of tongues, we receive grace. The increase of your government and peace, there's no end. You ascended on high, you receive gifts for men. You receive the government. You ascended on high and you give gifts for men. We come to receive our apostolic equipment. We come to receive the gifts. We come to receive the working of miracles. We come to receive discernment, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. We come to receive signs, miracles, and wonders. We come to receive the fulfillment of the eyewitness testimony. We come to receive all that is lacking. We come to freely receive it. We are heirs, Father. We've been freely justified. We come as heirs to be equipped. To be equipped. We come to receive the oil of your grace. We come to be baptized in the waters of your grace. We come to be partakers of the heavenly calling. We come to partake of the inheritance. We receive it. Open our hearts. Thy word is a hammer that's breaking the rocks, the stony ground, in pieces. Thy word is breaking it in pieces. Hearts to receive. Hearts to receive. We come to you as a temple. We come to you as a water pot. We come to you as a ship, a vessel. We come to you. As a spiritual womb, we come to you as a branch. We come to you as our Melchizedek, seated at the right hand. We bring our promises to you to be blessed of grace. We receive your grace. As Melchizedek blessed Abraham and blessed the promises in him, we bring these promises. Jesus, bless, bless, bless the promise. Grant us grace to fulfill your word. Grant us grace. Your Holy Spirit overshadow us. Holy Spirit, transfers the grace. Holy Spirit, dispensing the grace. Holy Spirit, transmitting the grace. Holy Spirit, we receive. We receive. We receive. We receive. We are not under the law. We are not under the world system. We are under grace. We are under grace. We are under grace. Under grace, the holy grail of the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father, for the unspeakable gift. We shall never stop seeking until we receive it. Thank you for the unspeakable gift. The exceeding grace of God that will rest upon this church, will rest upon this body. The kings will come out. The apostolic priesthood will come out. The carriers of the last day glory will come out. They will do signs, miracles, and wonders. Prophets will rise. Apostles will rise. Pastors will rise, teachers and evangelists and kings and governments. They will rise. Will rise. Thank you for the unspeakable gift.